A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Ayin Ches, Chulin 78a, pagination is 155. We'll start at the new Perek, which is just a few lines from the top of the page. And the name of the Perek, Oso Ve'espino, it and its son, is based on a pasuk in Parshas Emor, famous laning that we use on Yomim Tovim. Perik Chaf Beis, Pasuk Chaf Zayin is the well-known beginning, Shar O Chesev O Eiz Ki Yivoleid. And in the next Pasuk Chaf Ches, Vishar O Se, O So Ve'es Beno, Lo Sishchatu, B'yom Echod. An ox, or a sheep, or a goat, you may not slaughter it and its offspring on the same day. So certainly in Tamei HaMitzvahs, we have great insights. A person shouldn't have this act of callousness to destroy the family unit all in one day, even though we're allowed to kill animals for the purpose of meat, etc. But in Tamei HaMitzvahs, that's how it's typically understood, that it's an act of callousness to destroy the family, to show that level of jurisdiction over creation is improper. And in any case, it's a mitzvah, whatever the reasons are. The Mishnah tells us, Oso Ve'espino, this mitzvah of not killing the parent and the child on the same day is applicable even outside of Eretz Yisrael, even not in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, on the third line of the Perek. Ketzad, how does it work? And we're dealing with a number of prohibitions in the sophisticated way that the Mishnah would like to present this, and it becomes almost a riddle as to which violations are relevant and which ones not. The mitzvah of Oso Ve'espino, if violated, does incur the punishment of Malkus. That punishment is on the second Shechita. The first one was permitted. It's the second one, whether it's the child after the parent or the parent after the child, that's what's going to cause the punishment. The Mishnah, in its sophistication, presents what would happen in the case of Kodshim as well. What happens if you're shochet Kodshim b'chutz? You take an animal that's supposed to be shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, and you shecht it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. If the animal was fitting to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash as a korban, then it will incur malchus for that act. And therefore, you have an interesting dynamic in that the first animal to be shecht of the parent-child team, if it was meant to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash and was brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it was fitting to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it is relevant to be malchus. Why did you bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash? It could have been brought in. But if you're dealing with the second animal of the pair, and you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, so even though you were supposed to bring it inside, but it's not going to cause malchus, because it's not ra'uy, it's not fitting to be shecht at the time that you shecht it. And therefore that would actually sidestep the concept of malchus as far as the kodshim b'chutz goes. The reciprocal case, shochet chulin bifnim, does not incur malchus. It's a different type of lav. And therefore, if you shecht something that was meant to be non-sacred and you brought it in the Beis HaMikdash, that alone does not cause malchus. So let's see the Mishnah's examples, at least the first few cases. Ketzad, hashochet oso ve'espino chulin b'chutz. If a person does non-sacred outside the Beis HaMikdash, which is the correct location, just that he wasn't supposed to shecht them on the same day. Shneim kisherim, they're both going to be kosher as food. V'hasheni sofek es ha'arboim, and the second act incurs the punishment of Malkus, because that's the one that's violating the Osova Espino. The first one, no matter what your intents are in the future, but the first one is still fine. It's when you do the second one that the violation occurs. Kodshim Bachutz. What about Kodshim outside the Beis HaMikdash? Harishon Chayiv Kares. The first one is going to be a violation of Kares because he brought a carbon that was meant to be in the Beis HaMikdash, he brought it out of the Beis HaMikdash. Ushneyem psulim, they're both going to be pasul because he can't bring karbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ushneyem sofkim es ha'arboim, and both cases are going to generate a malkus application. The first one, because of shchute chutz, because of an animal that could have been brought in the Beis HaMikdash and was supposed to have been and wasn't. And the second one does not get Malkus for that, because it's not fitting to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash right now at the time that you shechted, because it's the same day as its pair was shecht. But it would get Malkus because of Osova Espino, because you weren't allowed to shecht it. Chulin Bifnim, if you bring Chulin inside the Beis HaMikdash, Shneim Psulim, they're both pasul. Can't use them, they become invalid. V'asheni sofek es ha'arboim, and you're not going to get Malkus for the first act, because that's unique, that chulim bifnim is not a lav that generates kares. But the second one of Osova Espino, makes no difference where you shecht the second one, it is a violation of Osova Espino. Kodshim bifnim, what happens if you do Kodshim Osova Espino inside the Beis HaMikdash? So it's the right place, but you weren't allowed to shecht them on the same day. Harishon Kosher Upater. The first one is kosher, and you're totally absolved of any wrongdoing. That was fine. V'asheni Sofik Esu Arboim Upasol. And the second one is going to cause Malkus because of Osova Espino, and it's Pasol because you weren't supposed to do it, and in the Beis HaMikdash, if you weren't supposed to do a karban, it's a mechuser zman, it's missing its proper time, and is invalid as a karban. Let's turn over to the second side of the daf, and on Amud Beis, we address a topic that we've kind of been circumventing, and that is, when we talk about the parent, are we only dealing with the mother, or are we even dealing with the father? Osova Espino, the mother and its child, or Osova Espino, the parent and its child, should not be shecht on the same day. Midway on the page at the end of a line, Tanya, we learned. Osova Espino, this mitzvah, noeg b'nekevos, ve'eno noeg b'zecharim. The first opinion says it's applicable by the female, meaning the mother. It makes no difference the gender of the child. Ve'ena noeg b'zecharim, but it doesn't apply with the male parent, with the father. Chananya Omer. Chananya, however, says noeg bein b'zecharim uvein v'nikevos. It applies both on the father and on the mother, and this machlokes has many ramifications. But we just need to start out and appreciate it has to do with choshishin lezera ha'av. Do we consider by animals that the father's contribution is relevant, makes him the father? Or by animals, is it simply a child of the mother? And what's introduced by the father is logistics, but it doesn't make him a father. The Gemara expounds on this and compares it to the case of Shiluach HaKein, where you send away the mother bird in order to take the eggs or the chicks. And over there, indeed, it's Ha'im Rovetzes. It's limited to the mother. And indeed, this is a discussion for those who want to fulfill Shiluach HaKein. to know whether the mother is on the nest at that time or the father. But that's true by Shiluach HaKein. But over here, by Osova Espino, the Gemara continues and suggests, Osa lo mezuman kisha'eno mezuman. The mitzvah is less limiting in its definition, meaning it's more far-reaching. By Shiluach HaKein, it has to be that it kiyikare, occurred in front of you, but wasn't planned. It's not something you own. By Shiluach HaKein, if you have a bird's nest in a place where you own it, that's not going to be the mitzvah. By Osova Espino, it makes no difference if you own it, you don't own it, how it works. It's if you know that it's the parent and the child, it's going to be the violation. So we see that it's less limiting, and therefore, even though Shiluach HaKein only applies to the mother bird, it could be that Osova Espino applies both by both parents. In Shulchan Aruch, this is indeed brought. Simen Tes Zayin and Yoredeya Se'if Beis. Iser Osova Espino Noeg B'nekevos. We know definitively that Osova Espino applies by the female parent, by the mother. And the Mechaber continues, but if you know, ve'im noda, that you know that this is the father, hadavar safek im noeg bezacharim o eino noeg, it's a doubt whether it applies by the father or not. And the Taz says, to bring it all together, sifkat and beis, I kaimalon kechananya, do we paskin like Chananya who holds choshishin lezera av and the mitzvah is relevant by the father because it is a connection? And therefore we say not to do it, but you can't impose malchus because it's not definitive. The Pischei Tshuva poses a fascinating question. He says, being that we're not sure if the father and child are included in this mitzvah or not, what would happen if you shecht one of them during the day and then bein hashmashas, when we're not yet sure if it's the new day? A certain number of minutes after shkia, but it's not far enough to be positive that it's the new day, can you already shecht the second one of the pair? Because, he says, it's a svek sveka, it's a doubt on a doubt. Doubt number one, is the mitzvah relevant by the father and child? Doubt number two, it might even be the next day. So, no worries, mitzvah doesn't apply. And the Pischei Tshuva responds to that suggestion and says, excuse me, but it's a dover sheyesh lo matirin. We have a rule that if you simply wait a period of time and all will be well, you do not rely on svek sveka doubts. And over here, if you just wait a few more minutes, it'll be definitively the next day, and then you can shecht it without any concerns at all. And therefore, that's what would be done. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.